Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is O.W. Prince, and I'm just taking a few moments out of my day to record something real quick. So it may be a little unpolished. Verb and subject may not agree. There may be an adjective or an adverb misplaced, but please forgive any grammatical errors. And just listen to the content. This is specifically, I think, being driven by inspiration of God's Holy Spirit, because I do not take credit for anything. But this is specifically geared to or focused at those of us who claim salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, who are born again, according to the scriptures, born of the water and of the Spirit. This is directed at us because we should know better. And there is a degree of maturity that is expected of us. We should not still be on milk. So this may seem a little harsh, but it isn't. It's given in love, because God, which draws to him in love and kindness, and with love and kindness, he said, I have drawn you to me. And I want us to approach this from that perspective or with that spirit. I feel I'm being led by God's Holy Spirit to share with you something that we should all already know. And that is that we have to love those who don't love us. I know it seems real simple, it seems real elementary, but for the most part, it's easier said, preached about, shouted about, sung about, than it's actually being practiced in our so-called churches and fellowships and ministries. We don't see that. We hear about it, but we rarely ever see it. I may be the only one. I'm sorry. This is how the Lord has given me perspective on this particular subject. We are not loving as we should. The scriptures tells us in Matthew 5, 19 through 20, and I'm quoting, so if my quote is not exactly like yours, please forgive the translation. I do not pay much attention to translations. I just find a scripture and let the Holy Spirit guide me as to what I need to say. So then Matthew 5, 19 through 20 says, so then whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments, speaking, Jesus was speaking in what we call the Beatitudes. He was elucidating and illuminating on the Ten Commandments of God, and he was giving summary and precise revelation into the spirit behind, the Ten Commandments. And one of his, and in his commentary, he said, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do likewise will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So there is a incentive to teaching and observing the Ten Commandments. Then he continues on and says, for I tell you that unless your righteousness, referring back to keeping and observing the Ten Commandments, for I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Here we go. There is a benchmark. There is a criteria. There is a limit. There is an expectation of holiness and maturity in holiness for all of God's sheep, all of his shepherds particularly, and all of those who claim to be saved. We are to love beyond the world's definition of love, and we are to love in a divine, caring, and kind way. I hope this message is being received in such a way, for it is being offered in such a way. For this message applies to me. I'm challenged every day to live out the spirit of this message. This is not just for you. I'm talking about me. Matthew 5, 44 through 48, out of the Jewish Bible, I quote and paraphrasing some verses, and Jesus again tells us, but I tell you, love your enemies. Here we go. Here is something totally contrary to any religious belief heretofore. Jesus comes and tells us that not only are you to love each other, you got to love those who are your enemy, those who are hurting you, killing you, murdering you, slaughtering you, those who are setting you up to fail. You have to love those who wouldn't do for you. You have to sacrifice and be gracious toward those who wouldn't be gracious toward you. You have a higher calling. You are not bound, nor are you expected to be bound by the expectations and political correctness and social mores of this world. Your objective is to do it like God would do it. And he tells us, but I tell you, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Then you will become. You're not there yet. Paul puts it this way, I am not yet apprehended. You're not there yet. He said, then you will become children of your father. He's your father, but you're not children yet. You're moving toward adoption, but you're not there yet. You're in the process, and this is one of the things you must do in order to apprehend and capture your inheritance. You must become children of God. This is how you do it. You must love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. You got to pray for those who wouldn't pray for you. Then he continues on, for he makes his sun shine on good and bad people alike. In other words, God don't make no distinctions between you and the one who's against you. So since God oversees your relationship, since you are trusting your life into God's hand because he truly has control of all things, he's sovereign, he makes his sun. He doesn't desire. He makes it. He actually is involved in the process and the determination as to whether that sun comes up or doesn't. He makes his sun shine on good and bad people alike. He doesn't discriminate the sun rays. Say, shine on that one, but don't shine on the other one. He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. God blesses everybody. What reward do you get if you love only those who love you? Even tax collectors do that. And if you are friendly only with your friends, are you doing anything out of the ordinary? Even the tax collectors do that. Therefore, be perfect, be holy. Just as your Father in heaven is perfect, God is holy. Holiness, without which no man shall see God. Can't you see that in these scripture texts? Can't you see that? He said, unless our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, who always made excuses for not being right, are not doing something. They always had an explanation and a theological thesis and a theological discourse about something that was traditional and something that they wanted to do, something that may have been religious and denominationally correct and in line with their theology. Yes, they always were writing, and that's why they had scribes. They always had Pharisees. They always had lawyers to argue their case for changing, modifying, and sometimes excusing the commandments of God. They were perverting the truth for their own benefit. But that we don't have that in this day and age of contemporary churches. Amen. For those who think I'm serious, let me tell you, I'm being sarcastic. Our righteousness must exceed that of the Pharisees and scribes. We must exceed the righteousness that they call righteousness. And we must aspire to become children of our Father by loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us. There you go. It's not complicated. It's very simple. It was the KIS treatment all over again, keeping it simple, saints. It's right there in Scripture. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Then you will become children of your Father in heaven. You can tell who's God's children from the children of the world. It's not hard. Look who's loving their enemies, and look who's praying for those who persecuting them. Look who's stepping out and embracing those who had not embraced them and will not embrace them. Look for those who are embracing and loving and kissing and showing as much compassion and concern for those who had not shown any love and compassion and concern for them. Look for those who are so grateful to God that they are gracious to you, regardless of who you are. Look for those who are so aware of God's goodness and love for them that they can't help but love everybody. Look for those who are loving their enemies and praying for those who persecute them. Look for those, for there you will find the children of God. This is O.W. Prince for your illuminating moment. Thank you for your time. God bless. Always remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.